like this morning to turn to the 23rd Psalm, perhaps the most familiar passage of Scripture in all the Word of God. In Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Again, of the 150 Psalms, none has been read more, I'm sure, than Psalm 23. None has been quoted from more than Psalm 23. None has been written about more than this psalm. It's probably, you could argue, whether John 3:16, but it's probably the most recognized passage of Scripture. I do know this. If you take a stroll through a cemetery, you will see on more tombstones Psalm 23 than anything else. "The Lord is my shepherd." So it's a familiar passage of Scripture as far even amongst the lost, though they have not experienced the meaning of it. The psalm, of course, was written by David, which makes it even more meaningful, because David, of course, was a shepherd, and he was the son of a shepherd. But he doesn't take the place in this psalm of the shepherd. He takes the place of the sheep. And David knew from firsthand experience that the lot of any sheep depended upon the type of man who owned it. So he begins by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." There are six verses in this psalm, 118 words. 118 words that meet us in time of need. 23rd Psalm has gone into many a sick room and brought relief. 23rd Psalm has entered into the depths of grief and have given many comfort. And they've entered into the darkness and the shadows and have calmed the fears and anxieties of untold amount of people. Now, David lived, of course, with suffering, lived with pain, lived with loss. Yet as he wrote this psalm, his faith was intact. Now, we know from the life of David that his faith was not always intact. But when he wrote this psalm, David's faith was intact. And we're allowed to, as we read this psalm, we're allowed to listen in as David expresses his heart. So he writes this song. And it's a song of personal trust. It's a song about a personal relationship with God. It's a song about personal confidence in the Lord. And perhaps more importantly, it's a song of personal experience with the Lord. The man who wrote this psalm experienced this song. He had the opportunity of living this song. It's a psalm of hope. It's a psalm of joy. It's always been interesting to me the location of this psalm. And the location is no accident. Just before it is Psalm 22. Psalm 22, of course, the subject of that psalm is the cross. Just after it, of course, is Psalm 24. The subject of Psalm 24 is the end of the age. The end of the age and when the king himself will reign in perfect righteousness. So Psalm 22, we have Calvary. Psalm 24, we have glory. And between the two, you have Psalm 23. 23rd Psalm. We read in this psalm, the last verse, we read the phrase, all the days of my life. We also read in the last verse, of dwelling in the house of the Lord forever, which is what Psalm 24 talks about. So between all the days of my life, all the days of my life until I get to dwelling in the house of the Lord forever is everything we read in Psalm 23. So that should serve as an encouragement to all of God's people. I want to speak this morning on living this 23rd Psalm life, or living the Psalm 23 life. It is a life in which you will experience the overflow of God. He said, my cup runneth over. But we want to look at this psalm. We want to consider that phrase, all the days of my life. Because everything in this psalm covers all the days my life. I like to read this psalm by saying, the Lord is my shepherd, and then go down all the days of my life. I shall not want all the days of my life. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures all the days of my life. You get the idea. Read it a phrase at a time and then drop down and read those words, all the days of my life. And that can be the life experience of a child of God. And may I say, there is no better life. When you read that psalm like this, there's no better life. So let's first of all just consider the phrase, all the days of my life, and then we'll back up and see what is said in the psalm. But the phrase, all the days of my life, there's a lot of uncertainty in that phrase. Proverbs 27 and verse 1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow. So there is an uncertainty as to the amount of days that we have. I know this, I have all the days of my life. How many are that? I have no idea. I have no idea when I will live the last day of my life. I know that days come and go. And you cannot relive a day. There is an uncertainty as to the amount of days we have. There is also an uncertainty as to the events of a day. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We do not know how many days we have, and we do not know what is going to transpire on any one of those days. So all the days of my life, there's some uncertainty there. But as you read through the psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. There's no uncertainty there. He maketh me lie down in green pastures, leadeth me beside the still. No uncertainty. Yes, there's some uncertainty in that phrase, all the days of my life, but we have some things that we're absolutely certain of. All the days of our life. That phrase, all the days of my life, of course, there's a tremendous variety in that phrase. All the days of my life. Look at your life. Look at the days that have made up your life to this point. Their joys, their heartaches, and sorrows. There are times of great enjoyment. There are times of great distress. There are times when everything is convenient. There is time when everything seems to be inconvenient. There's a great variety in our days. There are easy times. And there are difficult times. There are smooth times. And there are rough times. There are times when there are highs and there are lows. There are bright days, fruitful days, and there are dark and there are stormy days. But if you look at your life, you will see that as if you were to look at each day, if you could recall each day of your life, you would see a great variety. There are times of peace. There are times of conflict. There are times spent with friends. There are times spent with enemies. There are peaks and there are valleys. There are days of strength and there are days of weakness. There are days of health and there's days when we may be sick. There are times when we are absolutely certain of what we believe. And then perhaps at other times there may be some doubts. But again, if you look back at your life and look back at all the days, and of course we can't do that. We can't remember all the days that we've lived. But if we could do that, I believe we would see a great variety. There are times when everything seems to be settled, and there are other times when everything seems to be shaken. There are times when we can see clearly, and there are times when we can't see at all. There are times when we know which way to go, and there are times that we have no clue which way to go. So our lives are of great variety. But for the child of God, in the midst of the uncertainty, in the midst of the variety, we have the certainties and the uniformities of Psalm 23. I mean, what David said in this psalm is certain. And what David said here is the life that you and I, as children of God, can live. It is a life that we can experience. So I ask you today, do you know anything at all about living the Psalm 23 life? Do you know anything at all about that life? Now, note, we'll go back now and look at this psalm. Keep in mind that phrase, all the days of my life. And look at the psalm in the light of that phrase, all the days of my life. The Lord is my shepherd all the days of my life. Now that phrase, the Lord is my shepherd, I like to break that down. First of all, the first three words. the Lord is all the days of my life. The Lord is. That is, the Lord is who He is all the days of my life. I may not know who I am, but the Lord is all the days of my life. All the days of my life, He is God. There is never a day in which He is less God than He was before. All the days of my life, the Lord is. And I like that word is, because it means two things. Well, it means more than that, but it means right now. Right now. The Lord is right now. That's wonderful news. And that's true all the days of my life. But the word is also means right here. The Lord is right now, and the Lord is right here. Wherever that may be, the Lord is. And that's so all the days of my life. But he goes on, he says, not only the Lord is all the days of my life, the Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. It does not say the Lord is our shepherd. That's true. But he says, my shepherd. That means much more than our. He doesn't say the Lord is your shepherd. We hope that's true. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. He is so right now, and He is so right here, and it will be so all the days of my life. The Lord is my shepherd. Again, He's taking the place when He says, my shepherd. He's taking the place of the sheep. Sheep are an object of property. Someone owns the sheep. And the psalmist here is simply saying, all the days of my life, I belong to God. All the days of my life, I am the property of the Lord. That's true all the days of my life. But David takes the place of sheep. It's no accident that God refers to His people as sheep. It's really quite humbling that God would refer to us as sheep. But I'll tell you this, I'd rather be a sheep than a goat. But the sheep are dumb. They're not intelligent. They're dumb. Sheep are dirty. They're timid. They're helpless. Left to themselves, they're helpless. They're always getting lost. They lose their way very easily. They're easily hurt. Sheep have self-destructive habits. They will feed upon the same ground until there's nothing left. They'll walk the same paths till there's nothing left. They're self-destructive. Sheep have very little sense of direction. Sheep are easily disturbed. They're easily frightened. They're very prone to disease. And if a sheep is left to themselves, they will end up a bag of bones somewhere. They will be destroyed if left to themselves. David, knowing sheep, recognizes himself as a sheep. And he says, whatever my position, whatever my condition, the Lord is my shepherd. That is, I am under the watchful care of the Lord. That's good to know. All the days of my life. And then he goes on, he says, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. All the days of my life. Those words reveal a deep confidence in the Lord's shepherding abilities. When the bread ceases, when the purse is empty, when toil comes in, when the wolf comes in, when old age comes in, when feebleness comes, when the storms and rains and the floods come, when the difficulties and the troubles come, the Lord is my shepherd, and all the days of my life that is so, and I shall not want, I shall not lack the care. I shall not lack the care of my shepherd. I may not feel the care of the shepherd because of my own foolish wandering, but I shall not lack the care of my shepherd. His love is unchanging. His power is unlimited. His faithfulness is unfailing. The Lord is my shepherd, and all the days of my life I shall not want. Now the rest of the psalm, beginning with verse 2, is the development of what has been said in verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What does all that mean? Well, we read in verse 2 that there is a place of restful refreshment and contentment. Again, all the days of my life. He, that is the Lord who is, the Lord who is my shepherd, he maketh me. Doesn't just lead me at this case, he maketh me. He maketh me to lie down. Sheep will not lie down unless they are free of fear and anxiety. So in order for the Lord to make me to lie down in green pastures, he takes away the fear. He takes away the anxiety. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Now, life for the child of God is not made up entirely of green pastures. It is not made up entirely of still waters. But all the days of my life, there are green pastures. And all the days of my life, there are some still waters. I may never find the green pastures in a particular day. And I may never find the still waters of a particular day. But they're there. And they're there all the days of my life. Again, our days have not all been green pastures and still waters. Sometimes we find ourselves in the midst of a waste howling desert. But I believe that even there, the Lord has a green pasture. The Lord has a green pasture for you to lie down in. Sometimes we're in places that are filled with briars and dangers, place of famine, place of death. But even then, the shepherd has some green pasture. And they're for me. We're not always walking along still waters. Sometimes the waters are raging. Sometimes the waters may even threaten to pull us under. But in all the desert times, in all the raging water times, the Lord is. And the Lord is my shepherd, And the Lord has some green pastures. Some green pastures that I believe He has created just for me. Some still waters. Notice the plural. It's not He maketh me to lie down in green pasture, but pastures. It's not just still water, it's still waters. They're plural. God has more than one green pasture. And there's more than one place of still water. And again, these green pastures and these still waters are for me all the days of my life. Do I know how many days I have? Of course not. But I know the Lord has green pastures for me. The Lord has still waters for me all the days of my life. Do I know what's going to happen today? Do I know what's going to happen tomorrow? Of course not. But the Lord has green pastures just for me. And He has still waters just for me. And He knows exactly where to place them. And He knows how to lead me to them and make me to lie down. And this is true all the days of my life. Do you know anything at all about this life? Do you know anything about this Psalm 23 life? How many times we have found still waters, even alongside the raging waters. Even when we're standing right next to the raging waters, God has opened our eyes and shown us some still waters. That's a shepherd. What a wonderful shepherd that we have. To know this. To know the green pastures, to experience them, the green pastures and the still waters, to live this life will cause your cup to overflow. The Psalm 23 life. Then notice there is spiritual restoration all the days of my life. He says, again, the Lord who is my shepherd, the Lord who is all the days of my life, the Lord who is my shepherd all the days of my life, that very same one restoreth continually. It doesn't just say, He restored my soul. Because I've needed my soul restored innumerable times. He didn't just do it once. He continues to restore my soul. And I believe every day, all the days of my life, my soul needs restoring. I can't do that. Believe me, I've tried. I've tried many times to restore my own soul. It doesn't work. You've tried it too. It doesn't work. He restoreth. He restoreth my soul. And He does this all the days of my life. When we get exhausted, and we all get there. When we get weak, when we get worn down and downcast, He restoreth my soul. That's where I can find restoration. He's willing. What amazes me is that the Lord who is my shepherd, it's amazing that He restores my soul, but what's even more amazing is that He's willing to restore my soul. The Lord. So we have restoration. This world has a powerful draining effect. There's a strong magnetic downward pull. The world has never pulled me up. It's always pulled me down. But He restoreth my soul. If He were not to do that, again, we'd all end up bones somewhere. So to know the Lord's restoration power, to experience it, to live it. Do you know anything about that today? We also see that there is direction. In paths of righteousness, and this too is all the days of my life. The world is filled with wayward paths. The world is filled with paths that will lead to destruction and even ruin. But in a world that is filled with wayward paths, there's always the paths of His righteousness. You may come to a point in your life and there are many, many paths. And almost every one of them is going to lead to destruction except for one. But I'm so glad that path's always there. Don't you dare say, I had no other way to go. That is not so. There are always paths of righteousness. And I read here that He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. When? All the days of my life. He never leads me in a path of destruction. He's my shepherd. And He leads me in paths of righteousness. Those are the paths in which the Lord always leads. Paths of righteousness always lead to God. They always do. Now, you may go down a path of destruction, and by God's mercy, you're not destroyed, and eventually you find your way to God. But let me tell you something. It's much easier to just get on the path of righteousness. That'll just lead directly to Him. You don't have to go all the other ways. You don't have to experience all the other things. These paths are always holy. If it's not holy, it's not of God. These paths are always clean. They're paths of righteousness. They're always the best path. You don't have to understand, how is this path going to be good for me? You just have to believe this is the best path. It's always the best path. It's been so all the days of my life. And it'll always be that way. But the Lord is my shepherd, and because He's such a wonderful shepherd, there's always paths of righteousness. And He always leads me to those paths. He not only provides such paths, but He leads in these paths. To know this, to experience this, to live this. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Verse 4, there is God's comforting, protecting presence all the days of my life. Verse 4, He begins by saying, yea. That word yea simply means not only so, but. Not only so, but. though I walk. And notice it doesn't say in, it says through. Though I walk through. Can I be in the valley? Yes, but I'm going through it. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I, that is, while walking through that valley, will fear no evil. Sometimes, now there's another message on the valley of the shadow of death. I'm not going to get into everything that means. That's not my point today. But sometimes the paths of righteousness might take you through a veil, through a valley. But still the best path. Still the best path. Jesus said that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. But any time I walk through the valley, and you go, you look at all the days of your life, there have been some valleys. But the Lord is my shepherd. And how many times He has filled us with courage when we've had none? In the valley. He said that he would not fear, and here's why. For thou art with me. What a difference it makes when you know the shepherd is there. You see, the sheep, even if they can see a wolf, as long as they can see the shepherd, the sheep know everything's going to be all right. That's true of us too. Sometimes we can see the wolves. Important thing is that we never lose sight of the shepherd. We're going to walk through the valleys. But again, we're going through them. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In the most frightening and the most chilling of places, there's the Lord's comfort. There is God's gracious provision all the days of my life. Verse 5 is probably my favorite part of the psalm. You may have another favorite part, but it says, thou preparest a table before me. He does so all the days of my life. There may be days in which I don't feel like eating. I'm not talking about physically. There are very few of those days. I'm talking about spiritually. But He prepares a table. I believe with all of my heart that no matter what happens on any given day in my life or in your life as a child of God, God has always prepared a table for us to sit at that day. Do we always sit at it? No. How much better our lives would be if we would. But thou preparest a table before me. He does so. You watch women set a table. They do so with thought. Don't just throw the dishes on the table. Lord prepares a table for me with thought. Not just what I like, but what I need. He does so with care, love, and wisdom. And I like those words, before me. That means He prepares it especially for me. All the days of my life. Do you know anything about the table of God? And notice, he can do so in the presence of mine enemies. God can set a table anywhere. We need to always be looking for the Lord's table, because the world and the devil sets many a table. My enemies set many a table, and they invite me to come and eat. I need to always be looking for the Lord's table. It's there. It's there somewhere. Thou preparest a table before me. There is also fresh anointing all the days of my life. Thou anointest my head with oil. Again, all the days of my life. Anointing here simply has reference to a fresh supply. God always has a fresh supply. He doesn't give me yesterday's grace, He gives me today's grace. There's a fresh supply of power, a fresh supply of wisdom. To be what I ought to be and to do what I ought to do. Don't ever blame the shepherd for your life. He's given everything for you to have a wonderful life. That's true of all of us. Then, perhaps this is the best part of the song. Surely, certainly and without question, goodness and mercy shall follow me. That means that I am surrounded by the goodness and mercy of God all the days of my life. Now, are some days better than other days? Certainly so. But every day I'm surrounded by the goodness of God. You see, because I deserve to be in hell. I'm not there, nor will I ever be. I'm surrounded by the goodness of God. I am surrounded by the mercy of God. Again, we've said this before. There's a difference between grace and mercy. Grace, God gives you something you do not deserve. Mercy, you don't get what you deserve. That's true every day of my life. Goodness and mercy. Do you know this today? Do you experience the goodness and mercy of God? You know, people have said to me, "Say, oh, I wouldn't be able to stand the thought of my loved one dying and going to hell." Well, you see, it's hard to think about that. But God's good no matter what He does. It doesn't change the goodness of God. And no matter what happens in my life, no matter what happens in your life, if you look around, you'll see the goodness and mercy of the Lord. Again, all of these things are so all the days of my life. Now, if we live that way, experience what we've read here, that's a wonderful life. I mean, it doesn't get any better. There's no better way of living. But you see, it does get better. Because after I leave this life, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, the Lord has given me a good life. But the best is yet to come. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Whatever all the days of my life entail, I know my end. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's wonderful to know. So as you read through this psalm, you'll see that beneath us are green pastures. Beside us are still waters. With us is the shepherd. Before us is a table. Upon us is his anointing. And following me all the time is his goodness and mercy. And beyond all of that is a place prepared for me. Do you know today anything about this life? The Psalm 23, life. The psalmist said, my cup runneth over. My cup overflows. You know why today many of God's people do not have overflowing cups? It's because they're holding them under the wrong source. That's one reason. Another reason is they haven't turned their cups up. You know, you go to a restaurant, you turn your cup up, the waitress automatically knows that person wants coffee. Now the only question is, do you want decaf or regular? But when you turn the cup up, they know. So many of God's people have their cups turned down. Your cup will never overflow if it's turned down. You've got to turn your cup up. In other words, you've got to be in a position to receive from the Lord. And then some, they have leaky cups. The cups never overflow because there's cracks. The cup leaks. You and I, they're saved. Do you know this life? Do you experience this life? I'm not asking you today, have you ever known this life? I know you have if you're saved. Not asking you if you've ever experienced it, because I know you have if you're saved. I'm asking you today, on a continual basis, do you know this life? On a continual basis, on a regular basis, do you experience this life? Do you live the Psalm 23 life? And if you're here and lost today, really Psalm 23 doesn't say anything for you or to you but this: you can know the Lord as your shepherd. He saved your soul, and then you too can live this life. You know, when I'm in a funeral, you always hear Psalm 23, and you hear lost people quote Psalm 23 all the time. And in my younger days, it made me half mad because I thought, well, they don't know what they're talking about. But it doesn't make me mad anymore. I rejoice anytime scriptures are read or anytime they're written. And then I find myself praying, Lord, would you help them to know what they've just read? Would you help them to know it? Oh, I pray today that each one of us would know what it is to live this life. If you're here and lost, the Lord can save you right where you are. And that's the only way that you can have this life that we've talked about this morning. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead.